Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a very special guest, but we want to first of all read Psalm 136, and then we're going to pray, and then I'm going to introduce our guest for today. And once again, thank you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Psalm 136 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. Thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you bless each guest who comes on the ministry, their families, and their particular gifts, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who will listen to this particular ministry, Lord. We ask that something be said and done that will edify, magnify, and glorify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so the moment you all have been waiting for, I'm going to introduce our guest today. Our guest is the founder of Evolve to Love, which is a spiritual advising company with a mission to raise the spiritual IQ of humanity. So we're in for a big treat. In addition to that, she has worked in the corporate leadership field. She's worked for many Fortune 500 companies, and she just considers her childhood trauma and pain, she considers it a testimony because of the things she went through, and just being just an exceptional woman of God and the founder of Evolve to Love, she's going to tell us about her journey. So I'm introducing to some and presenting to others Ms. Sabrina Lawton. Ms. Lawton, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Thank you so much for having me, Elfrida.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Lawton, do you mind if I ask you a few questions concerning your gifts?
I would love you to. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, the first question is, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I grew up in Southern California, the outskirts, so, you know, Linwood, Long Beach, Compton area there. And, you know, my childhood was riddled with, you know, fear and pain. I was very confused as a child. At 6 months old, I had a brush with a traumatic injury, which caused me to be in the hospital and, you know, really just holding on for dear life. And by the grace of God, I was able to survive that incident. And, you know, there were many other incidences of just pain and trauma for me, particularly around the area of sexual dysfunction and molestation. I had experienced that by the time I was 5, and so by the time I was 12, I was deeply rooted. My identity was deeply rooted in my sexuality. And so as you can imagine, there was just a lot of confusion, and it caused me to ask a lot of questions very early on about the purpose of life. Why are we here? What is the meaning? And so I found myself seeking answers to those questions. And just as the Bible says, you know, seek and you will find, ask and the door shall be opened. And, you know, it was quite a journey of seeking and finding, and it continues to be. And as I learn, I knew that it was by design that I had experienced the things that I had experienced so that I could help heal others through those experiences.
Wow, great. Okay. Now, can you please tell the listeners a little bit about Evol 2 and its mission?
Absolutely. So the mission of Evolve to Love is to spread the awareness of the power of God's love, the power of God's love to heal us from any pain, any trauma that we might experience. You know, pain and trauma is a part of this journey for us here on Earth. But truly, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so our task here, our job here is to really reconnect and remember our truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the mission of Evolve to Love, is to help others to reconnect with the authentic truth, or with the connection we all have to God.
That's right. Oh, wow. That's good. And I'm taking all this in here. Now, let me ask you this. Where did the name Evolve to Love come from?
Oh, wow. So I'll tell you a little bit about that. So on my journey, and again, seeing myself as a woman, being in that role of believing that my identity was rooted in my physical attributes, my beauty, my sexuality, my sensuality, that, as you can imagine, led me to so much pain. That pain caused me to be on my knees, face planted in the ground, deep conversations with God saying, please, what the world told me I was, I give it to you. I am empty now. I do not know who I am. Teach me how to be and how to walk in this world as a woman. Show me my value.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer came to me. God said to me, evolve. And I said, wait a minute. This is really a conversation I'm having in my head with God. Evolve? What does evolve have to do with anything, was my response. And the reply came again through me. The word love is in the word evolve. And I immediately came up from my prayer. And right in front of me was a Sharpie and a little whiteboard, and I took that purple Sharpie and I wrote the word evolve, and sure enough, I found the word love. And that's when I knew that in order for me to grow, that I needed to focus on not living, but loving. In fact,
that's right.
If you look at the word live and you look at it backwards, it actually spells evil. And lived backwards, mm-hmm. Devil. So I said, okay, well, what is it then to focus on loving? And when I focused on loving, first myself, because we cannot give what we do not have,
right.
That is when I began to grow and change, and that is when I knew that I was called to share that gift with the world and all I encounter.
I think you said something very important. We cannot give something we do not have, and a lot of people find that they're frustrated with life because they want to, they have false hopes of giving something that they have not explored themselves, such as self-love. You must love yourself first and understand yourself before you're able to reach out to other people. And so I think you said something very important there. That's good. I like that.
Well, you know, thank you, Freda, and all glory to God, really. And it reminds me of, you know, when Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. You know,
right.
Jesus implied love as we love ourselves. We can only give what we have. And so, you know, that absolutely resonates with me as well.
That's right. Excellent. Okay. Now, I know that you work a lot with Evolve to Love, but can you give the listeners an example of a spiritual problem and your solution? Because you work on the different spiritual problems and the solutions.
I'd love to. You know, one of the things that, you know, really touches me closely is, again, as young women in general, how we are so identified with our exterior selves. We are, you know, kind of, you know, being objectified in the world. What we see on the media in terms of what our value is in reference to what we look like. And so that is definitely a problem to me. The spiritual solution is really for us as women to identify who we really are, the power of the femininity that we are, the power that we have to nurture, the power that we have to create. We need to start seeing ourselves in the image and likeness of God. And so that is definitely the spiritual solution to this problem, for us to really understand what our value is outside of our beauty. What did God call us here to do? And so when I work with my clients individually, we go through their story and we really pick apart, you know, what stories created a false perspective or an ego perspective of the self. And then there's that, and then we connect, you know, women back to what the true essence of who we are really is, and that is made in the image and likeness of God.
Wow, that is excellent.
So, you know, just absolutely, you know, walking through that process and really uncovering the story that we're telling ourselves is so critical to building a relationship with God. And it is a personal relationship with God that we all have the ability to have. I believe that's why we're here.
That's right. And speaking of relationship, how important is having a relationship with God? And I know this question seems very easy, but individuals need to know that it's important to have a relationship with God. And I want to take it a step further. How would you have a relationship with God? People are saying, you know, I'm broken. You know, I just feel like giving up. How would you approach that particular client when they said, okay, Sabrina, how important is having a relationship with God, and I'm so broken that I can't love anymore? What would you tell that client?
Excellent question. You know, Alfreda, I would tell them first and foremost that there is power in their pain. That pain, the acronym yes, Iyanla Van Zandt said, and I love this acronym, pay attention inward now.
Mm-hmm.
Our pain is a calling for us to pay attention to our hearts, pay attention to the Spirit speaking, pay attention to God speaking within us. So number one, do not be ashamed, afraid, guilty because you have pain. See it as an opportunity to unleash the power within you. So that's number one. You know, we cannot heal what we do not feel, and we must allow ourselves and give ourselves permission to absolutely. And so with regard to why it is absolutely critical to have a relationship with God is that truly it's the only reason we are all here having this experience. There are so many references in the Bible that teach us exactly this truth. You know, Jesus' prayer was, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Also, we're all referenced as the body of Christ. And so what I do is I lead people back to the truth and embodying that understanding. Well, what does it mean to be the body of Christ? What does it mean to be a temple of God? And so then we've got to look at what love is. You know, we've got to look at the sense of love, and God is love, and that is where we connect and have that personal relationship with God.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. And once again, I like the fact that you said we cannot heal what we cannot feel.
Amen. Absolutely.
That's powerful. That is
absolutely
something to think about.
You know,
that is very deep.
Glory be
wow.
to God. Glory be to
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
And that's the mission of Evolve to Love, is to really help us to see life through new lenses. You know, oftentimes, you know, we think, you know, that pain is something that we need to be, we need to hide, we need to sweep under the rug, we need to make like everything's okay. You know, what Evolve to Love wants to do is really shine light on that darkness so that people are aware that, you know, it is in truth It is in being honest and truthful about all of our experiences in their entirety that actually lead to freedom, that actually lead to God, that actually helps us to experience the love and the forgiveness that God has for us.
Wow, that's good. Okay. Okay. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about your journey to self-love? Because I know that you said you went through a lot of tests and a lot of trying times. What was your journey like to self-love?
Oh, my. Okay. So, you know, I'll start at age 12 and definitely, you know, stop along the way as necessary. But, you know, again, I was very sexualized by the time I was 12 years of age. I was dating boys and men, so very inappropriate. I had already had an abortion, so there was just a lot of pain and turmoil. And again, I was very identified with that as love because I had not seen what healthy love was. I thought that it was in the attention that I had received from these men, and I thought that I had to give of myself in order to receive that. And so I continued to find myself in relationship, and without having a man pouring into me, I felt like there was no reason for my being. And so, you know, there's always a blessing in all of that. You know, God truly does turn darkness into light. By the time I was 16, I had run to a 28-year-old man by that time, and while that was a tumultuous relationship, it actually provided me with protection from myself. You know, for me to be a young adult, not having any sense of self, I could have gotten myself into a lot of trouble. Well, that relationship grounded me with foundation. I ended up becoming pregnant with my now, my son is 18 now, and, you know, that really stopped me in my tracks to say, you know, wow, what kind of life do I want to show him? What do I want him to see when he sees women? And so I began to go down that journey. And while I was not in a happy relationship with his father, whom I did later marry and divorce, it was tough because then I was in my 20s, my mid-20s, when I had gotten a divorce and had the courage to do that. And by the way, I pretty much lost my mind in that process. I started having affairs and going back to what I believed was my sense of self. And so, you know, the trauma and the pain that even my son had to experience because now his life was impacted by my behaviors was very, very overwhelming. And so, but I made it through that, you know, that was my opportunity to really get to know who I was. And what's so interesting, though, is on that journey, when I was in my mid-20s, you know, I ended up going back into the church. I ended up, you know, seeking out help. I did not want to go have relationships with men. I wanted to know who I was. The most unfortunate thing happened to me, and I take ownership as well, was that I ended up in a terrible situation with the pastor of that church. So you can imagine how much more broken I felt, how empty I felt. So now I'm really seeking God. Help me to understand what life is about and why I am here. And so I ended up meeting my husband, who I am married to now, wonderful man of God, who really gave me the space to grow and to have my conversations with God. And so that's when I began meditating. That's when I began the practice.
That's when I began.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's when I began, you know, yoga practices and prayer and really getting out into nature. And, you know, that's when my awareness began. Once I was happily married, I still had a void. I still did not know what my value was outside of that which was physical, and that was causing problems for me. And so I embarked on a journey to evolve to love. And that journey really revealed to me And when I tell you this, Alfreda, I see more when my eyes are closed. And that is the message that I want to give to those who are listening. The power of prayer is this. The power of meditation is this. Be still and know. When I stopped looking outside myself for myself, only then is when I found myself.
Wow. You said something very impactful. You said that you can see better when your eyes are closed. That means that you're walking by faith and not by sight. You trust God so much that you're able to just allow God to lead you in the direction you need to go. That is awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So I often say that, you know, the gifts that we have are truly gifts given to us by God, and I attribute my education to the university.
Mm-hmm.
The universe, when we are silent, we tap into all that is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it flows.
Wow.
It flows with little effort. And so when I discovered this truth, it became my life to share it with others.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm just amazed. I'm still on that part where you can see better when your eyes are closed. That is just amazing. Yes.
You know,
okay.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a bit of my journey. It really has been a journey of evolving to love.
Mm-hmm.
It really, and I really want to inspire others to know that they can absolutely evolve to love from whatever pain, from whatever trauma. There's a lot going on in our world right now. We all know that love is the answer. But I think that part of the reason we have not quite gotten to where we need to be is that the love starts first with ourselves.
That's right.
And so the mission is really to get individuals to love themselves. Why is this? Because we are all connected by an invisible thread.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever we feel deeply within ourselves, about ourselves, is exactly the energy that we give off to the others who are spiritually connected to us, because we really are one.
That's right. Excellent. Okay, great. Now, speaking of knowing oneself, tell me how you got your clients to look deeper within themselves as you are not mentoring, but you're coaching them to a better self-worth.
Absolutely. So we first start with the story. The story is so important. And here's why. Because we are always functioning from our response to our story, unless we get in and interrupt that story on purpose. All we really have is now, and all we really have is the present moment. But if our story is still playing in our minds, then we will continue to bring that past into our present and therefore miss the gift that is life. And so we start with the story. And so let's say, you know, I'm working with a client and her story is that her father was just not there for her. And she's, you know, been seeking a sense of self or a relationship with you know, her father through men. We would really discuss, what did she feel at the time that dad departed? Where was mom during that time? How did mom fill in the gap or not? What were those defining moments that created a story? And really what a lot of us have at the root is, I'm not enough.
Right.
The story creates, I'm not good enough. And so what we want to do is we want to go directly to the incidents where that brokenness occurred. And we want to shift the way we see the story. And so that's what we do. We walk through a process of shifting those incidences to actually discover how God is actually taking that darkness and turning it into light. And oftentimes, my clients start to discover their purpose. Because a lot of the times, that's where our purpose is very rooted in, is exactly our pain and our stories.
That's right. And I think you said something very important, because as you were speaking, I thought about the clients that you work with, and many of them, they look at their circumstances, they look at the storm instead of looking at God. And, you know, when we look at God, we're able to really find our strength in Him, and we're able to look deep within ourselves, and we're able to, with the strength of God, to pull ourselves out of the storms that we're in. So I think that's excellent.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, focus on the promise, not the problem.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Wow. That's good. Okay. Now, of course, with your organization, you have retreats and you have speaking projects. If you could give us a little information about your retreats and, you know, take us through a day of your retreats and tell us a little bit about the topics you discuss, that would be great.
Absolutely. So, you know, with our retreats, what we really want to do is we want to spread this message of love, self-love, across the globe. Again, we are one, and so we really want to, you know, people to know that it starts with us. We have the power to create as we're made in the image and likeness of God. And so we take our retreats and we utilize those as a platform to help women understand how God is in them. A lot of the times, you know, we're referring to God as Him, and that's great, but we also have to remember that God is all. And so we want to give our feminine power that level of power. And so we talk about God, and we talk about the attributes of God. And if we look at God in nature and we see how, you know, the trees flow and there's a gentle flow there, how the air is doing what it's doing. It's nurturing us, our very breath, yet there's nothing, you know, strong about it. It just flows gently. And so we want to help women understand that those gentle, soft attributes are powerful. So that's one of the things we talk about. We also talk about sexuality. Women have been made to be performers. Sex has been about men, by and large. We have not been really taught our bodies, and so we want to teach that. We want to demystify things related to our sexuality. We want to see it as a not a thing to be ashamed of, and so we really want to remove shame and guilt associated with sexuality. We also talk about the power of our emotional energy. You know, I like to say, if God were a radio station, the highest frequency would be love. If all of the emotions were frequencies, the highest frequency would be love, which is why I love so much the Love Lift Jesus ministry that you have, Alfreda, because it really speaks to that truth, that the energy that we carry out into the world is the energy that will come back to us. And this is why focusing on positive energies like love and compassion and forgiveness will get us to where we really need to be in life. We also do yoga. We are just open to mindfulness, stillness. I tell you what, you know, I spent so much time running from the present moment as a child because the present moment was painful. It was so painful. But then I realized when I became an adult, I still had a problem being present. And then I wanted to assign a reason for my pain. Well, maybe I'm in pain because this person said this or this happened, when in actuality, I had to recognize that the presence and the feeling of pain had sort of been in my body for so long that it just had found a home there. And so no longer did I try to give it a name or an incident, because life was quite well. I actually had to recognize that I needed to become present to get rid of the residue of the past. And so at our retreats, we teach women to get through that and to overcome the residue of the past so that we can fully enjoy the present moment, which is the gift we have from God, which is life. And so those are some of the things. And, of course, you know, we're a body of Christ, and so this is an opportunity for us to connect in love and in truth. This is an opportunity for us to, as women, in a very safe place, address the pain, empty ourselves to make room for the new breath and the new life that God is prepared to give.
That's right. And tell me the locations of some of your retreats.
So we are having our first retreat here in Seattle, Washington, in the summer of 2015. From there on, we're going to be heading to Los Angeles and New York. Definitely stay connected with Evolve to Love through our social media streams and our website to stay apprised as we hop from location to location here within the U.S.
Great.
We also
now,
have
what are some...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention that, you know, in terms of public speaking, you had asked about that. You know, I've got a speaking event coming up at a Conscious Culture Festival here in Tenasket, Washington, in June of 2015. Right around the corner, very family-friendly event where there's going to be music, and we're really celebrating the oneness that we are as humanity. All different people from all different walks of life are going to be there. They're going to have different workshops. We're going to be actually doing some workshops there on some of the topics that I had mentioned. So I'm very excited about that.
Great. Sounds fun. Excellent. Okay. Now tell me, what are some projects that you have going on at this time with the organization?
Yes. So what we're doing right now is we want people to start to understand what Evolve to Love is all about, what our mission is all about, and one of the ways we're doing that is we're offering something called Fam Day. So every Monday, I give individuals an opportunity to speak with me directly about any problems, any life issues they might be grappling with. They basically go online to register for Fam Day. I then send them a response with the date and time for our conversation, and we really help them to start to heal. And so that's, again, just a way to give service, a way to get people to understand Evolve to Love, get comfortable with Evolve to Love. Another thing that, in addition to the retreats, of course, another thing that we're working on is, you know, we all have spiritual gifts. That's one thing that I am so aware of. When we tap into our personal relationship with the Creator, we will find that we have some amazing gifts. And so I'm not the only one who has been able to see with her eyes closed and tap into a personal relationship with God. I know that you as well are doing this and answering your calling, and I am grateful for you. And so I'm working on building a team of spiritual advisors right now to help have these conversations to heal both men and women, because men need a healing too. Men need to reconcile themselves to God as well. And one of the things that I want women to know is that we have the power to lead men to God, because love is the greatest power that there is, and we are so good at it as women.
That's right.
So I want us to start to use that so that men can then notice that that is power and then begin to address and to feel and to connect with their own emotions.
Great. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals as far as your company's concerned or just personally?
Absolutely. You know, short-term, I want to touch the lives of everyone I encounter. I want to make, I am a vessel. And so my short-term goals is to every single day touch someone and get them to see God within them. That is a short-term goal of mine. It's a goal that I have every single day. You know, a long-term goal is for Evolve to Love to really be a movement, a love movement. And what I mean by that is women coming together truly in love, for us to come together on things that matter, you know, redefining success. This is a long-term goal for Evolve to Love. I want us as women to understand that success is not found in our beauty. It's not found in our body. Success should be measured by how closely we walk with God, and then how can we even measure that? You know, are we at home reading with our children? Are we able to nurture our families in a way that we should? Are we nurturing ourselves? How still are we being? So I really want Evolve to Love to be a new movement to propel our world in a way that says we are one outside of race, creed, religion. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so that is a long-term goal, to connect the world with that insight.
Wow, that is excellent. Okay,
thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
You know, I'd like to say that for anyone listening, again, you can overcome any obstacle at all. In fact, when you allow yourself to feel whatever pain or discomfort you're feeling, that is your opportunity to connect with God and receive what God has waiting for you. And God has your best interest in mind. A message for women: you are not your body. You are not a nicely decorated shell. You are a glorious temple of the Creator of the universe, and you have a purpose. And for men, it is absolutely okay to feel your emotions. You know, just as women have testosterone, men have estrogen. It is okay to feel. It is okay to cry. It is okay to love. And I just want the world to know, I love you. You are all my brothers and sisters.
Wow, that is very, very inspirational. Now, how can individuals reach out to you as far as, let me ask you this, do you have any books or materials to go along with your inspirations? Or?
You know, my clients do receive tools and inspirations and materials that I have as part of my program packaging, and there's definitely more about that on my website, which I will lead you to. And, you know, at this point, I'm just allowing God to flow through me. I know that there's a book on the horizon, and so just stay connected with Evolve to Love, and as we continue to evolve, more information to come.
Okay. So can you give that website or email? Or?
Absolutely. So the website is www.E2LL2E. That's E2LL2E. That is the acronym for Evolve to Love, Love to Evolve. Facebook.com. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/E2LL2E. Again, acronym for Evolve to Love, Love to Evolve.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yes.
That's great. All right. Now I have several people on the line, and I'm going to open up the line for a few minutes and see if anyone has any questions or comments.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. This is Evangelist Evelyn Green. First, I want to say, Ms. Lofton, wow. And wow.
Thank you.
I mean, I've been listening to everything, and you said a lot. A lot of confirmation that I've learned in my walk with the Lord. You just spoke a lot that did a lot of confirmation for me. But my question or my comment is about the, you know, the power that women have. I too was molested as a child, and family members and just strangers and that type of thing. And I would love to speak with you on your fan. Is it Fan Day?
Yes.
Possibly. Because sexuality, you know, the enemy has, that's his way of getting to individuals at a young age. And I would love to maybe speak with you on that. I've kind of lost touch with sexuality in a sense of being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we can talk about that. But also your retreats. I mean, when are you ever, are you going to ever be in the Texas area?
Absolutely. Dallas, Texas is on the list. We are.
Yay!
Yes, we are planning. And first, my gratitude to you. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your story as well. There's so much healing in sharing the story. And so I just really want to thank you for sharing the story. And I very much look forward to speaking with you on FAM Day. And so just to speak to that, yes, we will be traveling with these retreats. We are on a mission to serve and to go back to the sexual conversation and connect women back with our sexuality. So
yes.
You know from my story, I totally resonate with your experience as well, and I would love to help you through the questions that you might have surrounding our sexuality as women. I'd love to talk more about that with you.
Well, thank
and, you know,
you.
And one thing I will just kind of add to that for the sake of this conversation and those who may be listening, you know, sexuality is a gift from God. It is a spiritual expression, and we've gotten so far from that. And so my goal is to bring us to the truth of what sexuality is, that it is not something to be ashamed of, that even the woman's reproductive system, our ability to give birth, you know, our menstrual cycles, these are things that should be wonderful conversations with our daughters. You know, my daughter will be 6 here in the next 2 weeks. And so, you know, just to have conversations with our children, with our girls particularly, are so important so that when they do get to those wonderful milestones, which really are gifts, that we start to teach them right away that there is no shame in that. And so I look forward to having more of those discussions, and thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Lofton. Also, to register for that fan day, you just go to that www.e2112e.com.
L2E, evolve to love, love to evolve. So that's E2LL2E.com.
Okay, great, great. Well, I look forward to speaking with you. I mean, and also I'm the co-host here on the Love Lift Ministry here with Dr. Love. And this has been an awesome, awesome message here.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me, and thank you both for serving.
Sure. Yes,
I am grateful.
Thank you for all that you're doing, and may God continue to richly bless you in all that you're doing, Ms. Lofton. God bless you. Thank you.
You. God bless you. Thank you.
And Ms. Lofton, thank you so much for taking out time in your busy schedule. I was still writing notes and I was listening to the questions. And I tell you what, I learned a lot. And the most important thing that I'm taking away from this is that we must identify who we are, and we must make sure that we're adding value to our lives with things such as your retreat in order to renew our spirits, and with your public speaking in order to hear those affirmations. So I believe that you're doing some great things. I want you to keep it up. I want you to keep in touch with us, and I wish you the very best, and may God bless you in all of your gifts and talents.
Absolutely. You again, be blessed and continue to be a blessing.
And for some reason, is there a book or anything coming, or are you writing a book?
I am working on it. God is leading me in that direction. When I have more, I will speak more. I just know that I am so excited. I am just amazed at how God is using me and using us all right now. We are in such a wonderful time. So, you know, right now my focus is retreats, getting us in a room so that we can spiritually connect with this wonderful light energy that we've shared today. That's where mm-hmm. I'm called to be right now, and to work mm-hmm. with individual women so that they can start to repair their homes. From mm-hmm. there, books will come and so forth, and I'm just so excited about the future. But right now, the present has been amazing, and I thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. And please, anytime you want to come back on the Love Ministry, please be sure to do so, and I really appreciate it.
I absolutely will. I look forward to us speaking again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Be blessed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Sabrina Lawton from Evolve to Love. And be sure that you continue to look at her particular website and keep up with her retreats. I have a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great, great evening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Be sure to check out all of the hub pages under our Freeda Love Hub, which is HUB. Be sure to check out those pages because we have some great articles. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, any positive community leaders who have news about things going on in the world, please be sure to continue to just connect with me and make sure that you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE, or it's FREDALOVE. So be sure to do that if you want to come on the ministry. Make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, make sure you pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to stay encouraged, continue to pray unto God, and continue to look at those desires that we spoke about, and continue just to be about God's business. In addition to that, on tomorrow, we will have Miss Elaine, and Miss Elaine is the lady who adopted a daughter from Africa, and this daughter turned into a phenomenal professional ballerina. She has a book out, and she trains professionally as a ballerina. They are currently in Savannah, Georgia. She will be on the Love, Live Jesus Ministry tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so be sure that you come back and listen to that. Also, be sure that you listen to the other shows. This show is pre-recorded, so therefore I will put it on my Facebook page and open it up to the public where you can let your friends know about this particular interview, because this was an awesome, awesome interview with Miss Sabrina Lawton. And just make sure that if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and please join me on tomorrow as we welcome Miss Elaine to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.